Hey, this is Walker Lukens, co-host of Song Confessional, the only podcast where today's top songwriters turn your anonymous stories into original songs. Part two of our two-part episode featuring LA's Pigeon John is out now. Listen to my interview with Pigeon John to learn more about his influences and how he got so dang prolific. If you haven't heard part one, go back and check it out now. Listen to Song Confessional at KETX.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From KUT and KUTX Studios.
I'm Carrie Fountain, and this is Just to Say, where we talk to poets about the poems they create and the poems that created them.
I come into the presence of still water. Good morning. This is Carrie Fountain, recording here in my closet, which is very peaceful and quiet. My daughter is still asleep, but my son is awake out there. He's eating his Eggo waffle with peanut butter and jelly, some fruit. And hopefully he will stay out there while I record this poem. I thought I would share this morning a poem by the poet Wendell Berry, kind of a classic, a poem I've always loved. I find it a little mysterious, but also very comforting and very spacious. This is called The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water. And I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. That's The Peace of Wild Things by the poet Wendell Berry. I hope today that you might find for a time that you can rest in the grace of the world. I'll talk to you tomorrow from the closet, from our closets to your ears with love. This is Just to Say.